Today I'm pleased to have as my guest Jinx Falkenberg, a beautiful woman of many talents. Jinx has been a tennis star, a movie star, and with her husband, Tex McCrary, formed one of television's most popular interview teams. Just seeing her handsome, smiling face again brings back so many wonderful memories. I'd like to rekindle some of these memories and reminisce about the good old days with Jinx. And I will, right after we hear this important message. Jinx, thanks loads for taking the time to come by and say hello to our audience.
Jackie, it's so good to see you again. You know, many times we've been on opposite side of the microphone, but I've usually been doing the asking, I've enjoyed all the stories of your life, which I feel I know quite well, so it's very good to see you again.
Well, we have had many, many wonderful interviews. I recall the most interesting one, as far as I'm concerned, is when you would come over to the ballpark with the boys, and we'd sit down and chat, the boys in the dugout, and real rabid Dodger fans. I've never seen anybody that was so interested in the Dodgers like the boys.
Oh, they were crazy about the Brooklyn Dodgers, not the Los Angeles Dodgers now so much. It was when they were in Brooklyn, when we were able to go to the ballpark and once in a while, as you said, go to the dugout and interview the players. And that was, of course, terribly exciting and I think added something special to their interest in the Dodgers.
Jinx, you were sports-minded, tennis, and very active. Are the boys at all active in sports?
Oh, boy, are they active. I'm so stiff I can hardly move today from having played not touch football as they used to play, but tackle football with them. And Paddy, who's 13, was water boy for the Baltimore Colts, the football team. Yeah. He was with them all summer for 8 weeks, and it was a marvelous experience for him. I think now his interest has gone from baseball to football.
Oh, fine.
But he's quite a good football player. He was on the PBC Police Boys Club team last year that won the Eastern League, playing halfback. So I guess he wants to go to the school that has, you know, good football. Everything is in terms of sports for him. And for Kevin, too, but he's a little younger and not quite as strong, so he doesn't have that rabid enthusiasm that Paddy has.
Well, it'll never hurt him, I'll say that. If they can get interested in sports and learn at this very early age how to win, how to lose, it's very important, I think.
How to lose, that's the most important,
right,
isn't it?
Well, I think Little League Baseball, Jinx, is trying to teach this. Most of the kids in our particular league are learning this. Our coaches want to win, but they're teaching the importance of losing, too. And I think it's going to be very valuable for the kids. Well, Jinx, I just want to say once again how much I'm pleased that you would take the time to come by and say hello and wish the boys well for me and give my regards to Tex, too.
Thank you very much, Jackie. And if I should go back to work, I want you to be my first guest.
Well, I would love it. Thank you very much.
Well, that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.